I'm Ed Rose, and this is Citizen Kane. Each week on this broadcast, heard only on 101.7 WXZY FM, I uncover little-known facts and forgotten memories from the hilltop. This week's program harks back 50 years and remembers some important news stories from the month of April 1970. April 1st was supposed to have been moving day for the Pennsylvania State Police Station on North Fraley Street, but construction delays at the new Lance Corners Barracks pushed that date back into May, when the new building opened with accommodations for 18 officers. Weather-wise, April began on the hilltop with a winter storm that packed winds in excess of 50 miles per hour. On April 2nd, a powerful front blew through the state, dropping daytime temperatures more than 20 degrees and leaving a spate of snowdrifts and icy roads in Kane. Superintendent of Schools Paul R. Miller declared with confidence that the new high school would be ready for occupancy in August, and that demolition of the former school would begin on schedule on June 15th, as soon as the school year ended. That announcement came as a relief to the school board, as difficult weather conditions were expected to have delayed its progress. The renovation of the old high school into the new combined Chestnut Street Elementary School would also be completed by August 1970. On April 7, 1970, the board of Kane Community Hospital announced a $650,000 growth project that was necessary to meet an increasing demand for its services. Attorney Lawrence M. Woods was named as fundraising chair of the hospital construction that would add a new wing. On April 8, 1970, a group of local business leaders met to plan the official dedication of U.S. Forest Service's Road 262 on May 23rd. That new route, which would later become the Longhouse Scenic Byway and was informally known as LSD Road, connected Route 321 at Red Bridge with Route 59 in Marshburg. New Kane Area Little League president Wayne Fry was scrambling to find a suitable ball field in order to begin the league's inaugural season in May. Original plans were to locate the Little League field in Evergreen Park, but those talks soon stalled over a myriad of legal issues. Over the next several weeks, a plan to build Landmark Field across from the new high school was advanced. According to the Kane Republican, the new field was given its name because of the proximity to landmarks prominent to the life and history of the Kane area. Little League play began as scheduled on the hilltop, utilizing a new field that was built adjacent to the massive green standpipe of the Spring Water Company, and a second field just a few hundred yards away in East Kane. No doubt the biggest and best remembered story that happened 50 years ago began on April 11th, when Apollo 13 launched from Kennedy Space Center in Florida. According to Wikipedia, the mission was the seventh crewed flight in the Apollo space program, and the third that was meant to land on the moon. That planned lunar landing was aborted after an oxygen tank in the service module failed 2 days into the mission. The crew instead looped around the moon and returned safely to Earth on April 17th. The mission was commanded by Jim Lovell with Jack Swigert as command module pilot and Fred Hayes as lunar module pilot. Without oxygen sufficient for both breathing and generating electric power, the craft's propulsion and life support systems could not operate. In a taut drama memorialized by the 1995 movie Apollo 13, the command module systems had to be shut down to conserve its remaining resources for reentry, forcing the crew to transfer to the lunar module as a lifeboat. With a lunar landing canceled, mission controllers worked to bring the crew home alive. According to Wikipedia, the crew experienced great hardship caused by limited power, a chilly and wet cabin, and a shortage of potable water. The astronauts' peril briefly renewed interest in the Apollo program as tens of millions watched the splashdown in the South Pacific Ocean by television. It's hard to believe that all of these events happened 50 years ago this month. Reliving them almost feels like an episode of the Wonder Years. Well, that's all for this week, friends. Please keep those story ideas coming and send your comments and suggestions to CitizenKanePA@gmail.com. And thank you for listening.